The first item on the agenda is a summary of the technical activities that the board has undertaken with an emphasis on the due process situation. I'm going to ask Henry Rees to present that for us. Thank you, Henry. The mic is yours.
Thank you, Alan. Okay, so this is paper 1B. And the purpose of this paper is really to update you on the technical activities that have occurred in the period since the last due process oversight committee meeting. And it's really so that you can provide the confirmation that's asked for you in paragraph 3 of the paper, which is that you're satisfied all of the projects on the board's work plan are proceeding in a manner that is consistent and faithful with the requirements in the due process handbook. And what we aim to do with this paper is to focus on the main due process steps or points that have occurred in the period. So those are covered in section 1 of the paper, but nonetheless still provide you with an overview of the main sort of technical activities that have occurred in the period, which we then cover in section 2 and section 3 of the paper on the standard setting and the implementation activities. But nonetheless still give you, if you like, a complete picture. And so in the appendices A to C, you get details of all the projects on the technical work plan, so you get that complete picture. Probably just worth me highlighting to the new members of the committee that from time to time we will focus on particular projects and draw out particular issues that we'll consider in separate papers. So for example, typically at the end, towards the end of a major project, we do what's called a life cycle review, and the committee is asked to review all of the due process that's undertaken before the board issues that standard. We might ask the committee to confirm about re-exposure. And for example, in recent meetings, we've done separate papers on implementation support for the new insurance contract standard, because those are significant major issues that we draw out. So that's just sort of give it a little bit of context that we don't necessarily cover everything in this paper, but there are no sort of particular issues in the period that were worthy of that type of consideration this period. The report also contains in the Appendix D the work plan that you see here. And in this work plan, we have all of the projects on the agenda, and we show you what the current projected timescale for the next due process or the next milestone is. And we also track any changes in that since the previous meeting. Now, in response to a comment that was made at the last meeting, we've also added a new column into the report this time. So we've got this third column, which says the initial date set for the next milestone. And that's so that the committee can better see the cumulative timeline tracking for that particular step rather than just from meeting to meeting, which we were asked to do. So we've added that in. Now, with Neely's arrival as executive technical director, she's been going through a process of really reviewing the timelines very carefully and bringing greater rigor and discipline to project timelines. So you'll see in Appendix D a couple of changes to the work plan since the last meeting for rate regulated activities, and dynamic risk management. But Neely's review continues, and of course the work plan is a dynamic thing. So I thought I'd just highlight that since this work plan was prepared, we've also changed the timelines for primary financial statements, which is now scheduled for half one 2019, and goodwill and impairment, which is moved to the second half of this year. So those are what were decided coming out of last week's board meeting. So that just sort of brings you up to speed there. And there could be further changes as we look very carefully at these timelines. so with questions?
No.
Okay. So just moving on, I think the main due process matter that I wanted to highlight in section one is the management commentary practice statement. So this is a paragraph 10 of the paper, and this is really just to highlight that the board in the period has decided to add a project to the agenda to revise and update our practice statement on management commentary. And this is to reflect all of the various innovations and developments that there have been in this area, such as the integrated reporting framework, since we originally issued our practice statement in 2010. So the project is very much about providing better guidelines to companies about the presentation of management commentary to provide insights into a company's strategy. The boundaries of where we're going with this project very much focused on what Hans calls broader financial information, and it's very much aimed at our existing stakeholder group of investors and lenders as set out in the conceptual framework. So overall, this project fits well with the theme in the work plan that we have at the moment of better communication in financial reporting, and it's also responding to the calls that we've heard for asking for the board to be more involved in this area of wider corporate reporting. As the paper notes, we updated you on progress, the research that had been going on with this project at the meeting in May, and since that time, there's been more research undertaken, and also importantly, various consultation. So we have spoken with the Advisory Council, with the Accounting Standards Advisory Forum, which is the forum of the National Standard Setters, which is the board's main technical source of input, and also with the broader community of national standard setters through IFAS. Of course, there are different views expressed by various stakeholders. So the board considered all of the feedback that it heard and the research in November and very much assessed this project against the criteria in the handbook for adding things to the agenda, which sort of consider things like the urgency of the issue, the pervasiveness of the issue. And we also thought about the resource implications for us, the board, and our external stakeholders, and how this fits into the overall work plan. So I think the paper here also notes that there are various things still to be thought about in terms of the project timeline, and also the point that we have to consider about whether there should be a consultative group for this project. I think the staff's initial thinking is very much thinking of having a group, and obviously that would be something we would discuss with the committee and the sort of the membership of that group as well. So that's really all I wanted to highlight in about management commentary and the sort of key due process steps in the period.
Henry, would the decision on the consultative group would come back to us at
yes.
the next meeting, presumably?
Yes, or if more urgent, we would have to do it sort of in between.
Between, okay.
That certainly would keep
okay.
the committee informed, yeah. In terms of other activities in the period, just very quickly, conscious of the time, I just wanted to highlight in Section 2, primary financial statements, board has been making good progress on this project, which again is another central part of the better communication theme. We've introduced new categories to facilitate comparison between companies and also to facilitate the presentation of a sort of EBIT-like subtotal, because we've now defined what we mean by the I in EBIT. And we've also discussed how we can bring management performance measures. So these are things that the management actually define as their KPI, how we can bring those into the financial statements to bring greater transparency and audit to them. So I think that's a project which, you know, some key decisions have been made in the period. Moving on to Section 3 and implementation. Really wanted to highlight here that the Interpretations Committee met in the period. The committee had a successful meeting. I think the point I wanted to highlight here was is that actually the three tentative agenda decisions that they published at the result of that meeting. Perhaps I should explain what an agenda decision here is because maybe something you're not so familiar with. But when the committee gets a question in, and that's how the committee's sort of work program is worked, they get questions sent in by stakeholders. They consider these questions, implementation questions, and the committee sort of decides whether or not effectively standard setting is required. That's the key question. Is standard setting required to address this question? When they decide, for example, that the standards provide a clear basis for addressing the question that's been asked, they produce what's known as an agenda decision. But the key thing about the agenda decision is it doesn't just say there's no need to do any standard setting, we're not adding it to our agenda. It then goes on typically to explain effectively how IFRSs should be applied to the particular question that's been asked. So they contain a lot of very helpful, educative, and explanatory information that helps people effectively apply our standards and improve the consistency of the application of our standards. So I think what's interesting here is the committee has actually been dealing with some questions on the new standards on financial instruments and revenue, and of course really helping to get these standards off to a good start to become effective at the start of this year. The other thing I wanted to highlight in this section, of course, is the work that we're doing supporting the new insurance contract standard. This is a very important work stream for us to really help people as they go through the challenge of implementing IFRS 17. Now, this is something, as I mentioned at the start, we've actually sort of the last two meetings, we've brought separate papers to update the committee on the activities that we're doing. In the period, we posted some more webcasts to our website. We've done, I think now it's about 15 webcasts to date on the new standard, and we have had 20,000 viewings of those webcasts across our website and our YouTube channel. So they're really reaching out to our stakeholders. But now one of our main tools for supporting IFRS 17 is effectively the Transition Resource Group. And the Transition Resource Group is a relatively new tool. We've used it on the revenue standard. We used it to support impairment of financial assets. But effectively, it's a group consisting of 15 preparers and auditors. It has some observers from the prudential and the security regulators. And effectively, it's a public forum which will discuss implementation questions that are submitted from stakeholders. And we have the first meeting of this transition resource group. The transition resource group has had one meeting, but that was an administrative meeting. It's having its first technical meeting to discuss implementation questions at next week. And effectively, we'll be considering, of the 26 submissions we've had to date, it'll be covering 22 of those submissions in the meeting. So that's going to be a key work stream this year. There are four meetings scheduled. And I think, Alan, those are the real points I just wanted to highlight in the paper, but obviously any questions on those or any of the other projects?
I see a question from Teresa. Before I turn to her, I'm just going to make two points here. One, if you go all the way back to the beginning, there were only two. This was a short period since the last meeting, and we were through the end of the year holidays, so there were only two sort of due process related documents that were issued by the board. They're both on page 2, paragraph 5. So in terms of the due process related publication activity, it was a relatively non-controversial time. Secondly, I just have a question for Henry. It does seem to me if we're going to be asked to confirm that we think the due process procedures, everything in here is sort of at a stage where it gets visited in the life cycle or at some other time. Most of the due process discussion of the items in this report is not ripe, but the Interpretation Committee did publish one agenda decision. They published three tentative agenda decisions, which are out for comment. The final one, I just want to catch up to the history there. There was a tentative agenda decision on that?
The answer is yes.
Okay, just for the benefit of the committee,
I meant to add that. So the committee exposes its agenda decisions for 60 days, and that's the routine process.
Thank you, Henry. Teresa? Wise man.
Yeah, just a small thing, sir. On this dynamic risk management, I noticed that we keep on pushing it forward. I just want to understand whether there is an appetite for standard setting on this matter, or what is it? Because, yes, it has been on the agenda, but we keep on pushing it forward. Now we say something will be published in 2019. This has been going on for some time, pushing it forward.
The only reason why it's being pushed forward is because of the complexity of the topic. So the staff have spent quite a lot of time working on making sure that the board has got the background and the understanding of what the actual risk management processes are as a foundation for decision making. And now they've got through that, we're now at a point where we can start looking at different proposals. So it's really just taking time because of the complexity of the project. There certainly is appetite for the project, and from preparers, particularly in the banking market, who would like to have a better way of reflecting their risk management of their banking books in particular in the financial statements. And there certainly is appetite from investors to have a better understanding of that risk management activity in the financial statements. But the challenge that we've got is what the preparers might like versus what the investors might want to see isn't necessarily perfectly aligned, and it's that challenge that the staff is grappling with.
My post-it note fell off and I forgot to say. I just wanted to add, when I was talking about the work plan, because it is an important project that's coming nearly to its end, but the committee's sort of oversight of that really had previously been completed, and that's just to say the conceptual framework, our revised and updated conceptual framework, is still on target to be issued in March of this year. So we're just going through the very final stages of the production process now. The board has balloted the document, so that is nearly done.
Right, and in due course, which may be June, we'll have a life history review of we'll verify that nothing new has happened with respect to that. Any questions on the technical activities? The committee is being asked to confirm that it's satisfied that the projects are proceeding in a manner consistent with the requirements of the due process handbook. That is the board's view, that is the staff's view, that is my view based on having looked at this. But is the committee with us on this? It's a very light issue, this meeting, because not very much has happened. Yes? Okay. Sorry? Okay. The records show that the committee confirms that it's satisfied.